Previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
South Africa's new multi-party government has an opportunity to boost economic growth and investment. That's according to the South African Chamber of Commerce and Industry as it released its latest business confidence index. The bi-monthly index is up slightly, 109.1 index points in July, 107.8 in May, and it's averaged 111.2 points for the first half of this year, compared with 109.8 recorded for the whole of last year. Says the Chamber, there is now an opportunity to put the economy on an upward trajectory that fosters greater business and investor confidence. In June and July, sentiment was boosted by an increase in vehicle sales and a stronger rand. But on the other side of the ledger, we had lower merchandise import volumes and fewer foreign tourists. Also looking up, retail sales with a 4.1% increase year on year in June, compared with 1.1% in May and 0.7% in April. An interesting and disruptive alliance has been announced between Showmax and Capitec Bank. Business Day reports that Capitec customers will be able to access and pay for Showmax at cheaper rates using the banking platform. Showmax is part of MultiChoice, which is itself the subject of a takeover bid by French giant Canal Plus. Under the deal with Capitec, there are a number of variations, depending on which package you want. The standard R99 a month deal will now be R49 for the bank's customers. Consumer inflation in the U.S. has come in at 2.9% for the month of July, making an interest rate cut there by the Federal Reserve a near certainty. We had already seen the number flagged on Tuesday, but markets liked the prospect of a rate cut and have risen accordingly once again. The JSE closed last evening with both the all-share and top 40 up around 0.5%, London's FTSE the same. In New York, the Dow up 0.6%, the S&P 500 up 0.4%, the Nasdaq ending just above flat. Tokyo this morning up 1.1%, Hong Kong up 0.4%, Sydney up 0.2%. The US dollar remains weaker at 110 to the euro, the rand firmer, 1806 to the dollar, 1988 to the euro, 2318 to sterling. Gold at 2452, platinum 932, Bitcoin just under 58,500, Brent crude oil just on $80 a barrel. And finally, the yield on the South African government 10-year bond has dropped to 9.135%. That is its lowest level since February 2022. Very much a sign of that confidence I mentioned at the beginning of this report. Long may it continue.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.